Gene Wolden's Last Wave by Frida Wolden. After a beautiful Easter, March 31st, 2013, my sweet husband of 47 years passed on. Gene was 83 and I was 85. No, I wasn't. I was 65. There was a 17-year difference between us. So I'm sitting here on May 30th, 2 months later, thinking, what the hell was that all about? Even writing this, my mind wanders, and I can't seem to focus, but I will try. Focusing seems to be a real issue with me now, with about everything. It's funny when you sit down to write a story, you think about things like, should I dwell on the positive or the negative? Where should I start? My story is so long. I need to get my coffee now, and maybe I should do the story in segments. Oh, wait. I'm going to get my coffee now. I'll be right back. I'm back. Of course I cried while I was getting my coffee. It's a deep in my heart cry, and then it goes away. I look up heartache on Google, and it does cause chest pains. That's good to know, because I thought maybe I was having a heart attack. Now my eyes are all teary, and it's hard to see the screen. Damn, where are my glasses? I should probably write this all up and download it after I edit it. Maybe even add some audio, more photos, some videos even. God knows there is a lifetime of photos and videos of us and the kids. Since he was a papier-mâché artist, I made him a YouTube channel for his work called geezerart.com. I really wanted to get his artwork out there in the universe because I adore his art and his sense of humor he used in creating them. Oh my God, he made me laugh. To me, he was a true artist because he created art for himself and not to impress the world or sell his art. Although he would be proud if he sold a piece. Dang, the eggs are boiling. I'll be right back. Oh, and the mail just came. My dogs are so silly, Seismic and Mikey. They make me laugh. Seismic is a German shepherd and so huggable. It feels good to hug him, especially nowadays. Mikey is a dachshund mixed and has to be with me at all times. They help me get through this. I can make jokes and talk, and they sit there like a devoted audience to my every word. Okay, so where was I? Oh, yeah, I was trying to figure out where to start. Let me see. I know I'll make a list. Number one, my childhood. Raised as an only child by a mom who sat on the bed and watched TV her entire life, except for the time when she was in the movies and in the carnival as Big Bertha the Fat Lady. Now, that sounds like a book. Okay, number two, Gene's childhood. He left home when he was 16 because his mom was put into Bellevue Hospital because she had a mental disorder. He lived with his sister, but his sister's boyfriend, who was very mean, said we'd be a lot better off if you were gone. So at 16, he left and hoboed across the country to come to California, where he was going to try to find his brother, but never did till he got out of the service, where he was a medic in Korea. Well, no, that could be a book. All right, number three, my work life. Working in a factory, owned a beer bar when I was 21, started the first online magazine in 1978 with an Apple II, started to teach, and then opened my own multimedia school called Wolden Multimedia Institute for 20 years. And I'm so proud of that school because of the people I worked with and the students who were absolutely amazing. These were all people that were over 18 and were getting retrained in a fantastic career of computer graphics and animation. And no, that's a book. I can't. Okay, I'm not going to write about that. Let's go back to Gene. Gene's work life. One place, 42 years, has a swing shift manager in a factory that made acrylic windows for jets and helicopters. which reminds me, he worked swing shift for 42 years. So do you want to know the secret of a long marriage? Well, one of you needs to work swing shift. That always made us laugh. Okay. Well, all right. That's not going to work. All right, number five. Maybe I'll just go back 10 years to when I closed the school and became a retired entrepreneur, like that's even possible. I also did gardening. I love gardening, which is what I just love. But most important, I was a muse for Gene's art creations. He sat for 20 years as retired and pretty much every day worked on his art. His art is fascinating. And so when I closed the school, I found out I could be with him every minute, day and night. Yes, and I loved being his muse. Well, I could write about that. Okay, let's go on to number six. Or maybe I could just go back 5 years to when I went blind because of cataracts and that we could not afford to get them fixed until I turned 65 and got my Medicare. And in August of 2012, which I did just that. And just before that operation, about a week or two before that, Gene told me about the hernia that he had, which was the size of a baseball. I said, well, wait till I get my eyes fixed, and then I can drive you back and forth to the doctor's appointment, because I absolutely just didn't have any way of seeing. I couldn't see at all. I was blind, and I just could not see to drive. So I got my operation, and he wouldn't go to the doctor till January 3rd, and that's when he found out he had stage 4 melanoma. That's what the doctor said. All right, number six. That was number six. No, number seven, or I could just start with the whole hospital. Hospice, scary nurses, uncaring doctors, and there is no fucking way that he is going into a nursing home, asshole. He's staying in our living room. Excuse me. He's staying in our living room. Well, I will take good care of him no matter what you said. And they just kept it up. They said a million times, no, he should go to the nursing home. And it's because they wanted the money. There's no other reason. I'm quite capable of taking care of him. And I did. And I did a very good job. Okay. Sorry about that. I got tears in my eyes again and I can't see the screen. Okay, wait. I think the eggs have boiled away in all the water. Oh, be right back. Okay, I'm back. These eggs are so good, and the morning coffee is even better. And there goes the train, and there goes my chimes, and my godmother or grandmother clock that the boys and Gene got me on Christmas many years ago. Funny how I rarely hear it anymore, the train that goes by. I'm sitting out back under the gazebo with a faded and broken canvas top. And I love my garden, except for the part where the bees moved into my worm bin. I hate that part. So quiet now. The phone rarely rings, and I seem to be in a weird state of calm. I think I need a hug from my seismic boys and my Mikey, who's barking. I love. Okay, well, this is not working. I don't know about the story writing stuff. I'm going to have to figure out which one of these stories I want to write. Oh, well, maybe another day.